The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, here are your hosts of the morning show.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
Lippo.
You look great.
Oh, well, thank you. I bet you say that to all your hosts.
Now, the smell coming from you, that's a different story.
Yeah. Well, you're too close.
Here, let me get my nose out of your armpit.
Don't take it away.
Does it feel good all snuggled in there?
Snuggled. Nestled.
Nestled?
Yeah. Didn't we just get over some nestling? Not you and I, but I mean Christmas time. Isn't that like a time to nestle? Like nestle in?
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? In front of a fireplace, nestle in.
Yeah. While the snow falls quietly outside.
Yeah. How was your holiday? Yours is a real holiday.
Yeah, it's a real holiday. I had about a week and a half off. It was very enjoyable.
Did you go away?
No, I stayed here.
Okay.
Yeah.
In this exciting town.
Not so much, but that's what I wanted. I got everything out of the holiday that I wanted. I wanted to be away from work, just, you know, decompress and just lose track of the days kind of thing, and that's exactly what happened.
Getting out on the street in front of that place is getting away from work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
As long as you're outside the door.
Yeah.
Waiting in line to get out the gate, even.
It's nice to be away from there.
You played New Year's Eve, which obviously had to be, like, packed.
The bar?
Yeah. Did they have dinner and all that stuff?
They had a midnight buffet.
I would have liked to went to that.
It was...
I should have went to that.
It was a good spread. I was really impressed at the food they put out.
Andy bailed on his January 1st gig.
Bailed on my January. I was supposed to help.
It's okay. Randy couldn't play either. We were going to have Randy come up and jam, but we had an issue with one of Mike's Marshall amps because we were plugged in to the... Actually, we could have went direct. Who thinks of that? But we were plugged into Marshall's, right? And...
Your Ovation was plugged into a Marshall?
Yeah. Clean. And the drummer from the middle band, because they had set up a little bit.
Yeah.
And he stepped on Mike's cord and pulled it out of the jack on the front of the Marshall.
Yeah.
And it pulled the jack apart and everything fell inside. So, and they're closed back and he couldn't do anything at that time.
Wow.
So we couldn't plug anything else into that other head and it would take too long to set. He had a spare head, but it was just like on the other side of the stage set up already and whatnot. So it was just like a pain.
I'm surprised you didn't plug your acoustics through a direct box into the board.
Yeah, what I was considering doing was plugging our guitars and maybe going through a little mixer or something, going into a Zoom so we could record it, like right up on the stage, and then have that thing come out. I just set it up pre, you know what I mean?
And the Zoom would be your direct box, as it were, right? You want to go out of the Zoom into the board?
Yeah, basically. It could act as a direct box, yeah.
Yeah.
And just go into the board or... Whatever for him out front. And they have a sound man, of course, Ian Hine, which I've worked with Ian a number of times. He's good. Yep. He's got a pretty cool board, but you know Ian?
I do know him, yeah.
I was excited to check out the recording feature on his board because you can put a USB stick in and record multi-track to it.
Wow.
Which really sucked.
Wow. Why?
And I have to ask him about this and why it might be because, I mean, we're only three tracks, but Psycho was, you know... mic kit and everything.
Yeah, yeah, full band.
But it skipped all the time. So not one song is actually usable in the end. Sounded pretty good, but I mean, every song skipped multiple times. You know, so there's like a digital glitch and then all of a sudden you're at the next chorus or whatever. Like it's just messed up.
Right. That's usually a sampling issue.
I have no idea what it was, but I wouldn't imagine it's the USB stick or anything. I mean, we had a C stick, so.
No. I'm not sure if that you can actually set the sampling rate on the board itself, but sometimes it's set too high, or
he could set the sampling rate. But there's I don't know what other things come into play there. Sounds like, you know,
familiar to me.
It could be effects and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and it could be skipping for a number of reasons. Buffer underrun thing and whatnot. Anyway. Right. Time for the news here on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. Guns N' Roses confirm reunion band lineup with some of the original members, but not everybody. So, I don't know. That's not a reunion to me. Is that a reunion to you?
Yes, it is. No, Slash and not. Axl are...
It's not a reunion to you.
Yeah, it is. No, it's don't not. Tell me what it is.
Yeah.
We got...
No Izzy Stradlin and no Steven Adler. Let's go that route, saying two instead of three.
Yeah, Izzy would be cool. For sure, because he was on the first album, right? Which is the one that kind of made them, and I think every song on there, everybody knows.
He was on a couple things, right? So, I think he was on the acoustic thing, too, right? With the spaghetti
incident. Oh, the spaghetti incident, yeah. Yeah.
There was something else, too, I think. Maybe, no, I don't know. But, yeah, Izzy Stradlin, and Adler has always been a problem, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he the one that was, like, really heavy into drugs, and
that I thought it was
a big issue with him?
No, I thought it was... the fact that he cleaned up and those guys got heavier into it.
Oh, really? I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of Izzy. Was it? Maybe he was the... I know there was somebody who was just sick and tired of...
I don't know. He was a friend of Iggy Pop, though. Is Iggy clean? He must be. Except for the steroids.
Yeah, his body's pretty messed up. I'm not messed up, but it's a work of art. Let's put it that way.
It is. Cut up too much from rolling around in glass and whatnot. Yeah. Lemmy is the big talk of the news. December 28th, passed away from cancer after being diagnosed 2 days earlier. Talk about aggressive.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure he's had issues for a long time that he avoided maybe and whatever. But
yeah, I think that's what it was. I think he was having issues. You know, he's been through a lot. He's been through the ringer, and I think... you know, you have symptoms or whatever, and you just attribute it to age and being living the rock and roll lifestyle. I would assume it was in his brain if you're dying that fast after you get diagnosed. But that's the way I want to go, I think. If I got cancer, you got 2 days. And, you know, for me, I'd say, what do you want to do with those 2 days? I'd say, I want to be a rock star. He was already a rock star, so...
Yes, we didn't have to do anything but play video games. That's what he was doing.
He did play that video game at that one bar for a long time.
They brought that up. That's what he was playing when he... That was the last thing he did, was playing the video game. They brought the video game up from the bar or whatever, because I think he lived over top there or whatever, and he played his video game that he loved so much, and then he went to sleep and died in his sleep.
That's another way that I want to go, for sure. For the last, whatever, 15, 10 years, I'm not exactly sure, but you could go down Sunset Boulevard, and if you just hung out long enough, you'd see Lemmy playing that video game in there, and you just have a chat with him. I
wonder how many people all went up to and crowded him and everything, like, all the time. Like,
I think
probably not.
I don't think he got crowded, but he would gladly, from what I've seen in I forget what exactly film it was that I was watching, but it was on him.
Lemmy the movie.
Was it the movie?
Well, it's on Netflix, I think, as well now.
Is it? Lemmy, okay. Well, then that was probably, I thought it was maybe a segment of something I saw, but if it was
might have seen a part of the movie on YouTube or something like that, but you know, maybe.
How they I probably watched the whole movie.
Probably did.
Yeah, and hundreds upon hundreds of people have
attested to seeing Lemmy.
Having conversations with him, and obviously he was
He was cool for that. I mean, I met him years ago, and he was just...
Regular guy.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hung out, talked, like he had nothing else to do. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. Like, he wasn't in a rush to do anything and just hung out for a while.
That's very cool. And he was Hendrix's guitar tech.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an awesome way to start, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And where was he born at? Was he Irish or English or?
Lemmy? English.
Yeah. He was English. So he was an English bloke. Yeah, so that's probably where he met him. I assume Jimmy got famous in England.
He might have been something. He might have been German, actually, or something. I mean, his last name's Killmeister. So I don't actually even know. Yeah. But I mean, he was an English guy. But I mean, what was his like nationality or whatever? He might have been German.
Well, it's definitely.
And then he's all totally into the the wears a lot
Third
of
Reich kind stuff. Of stuff. Yeah. He was. That was a good look that he had. And cheers to Lemmy.
Long cheers live, to Lemmy for
long
sure.
Live, Motorhead.
And we're back. Today's show topic is
drummers, singers. Thanks for the drum roll, JD. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the guy behind the kit doing most of the singing, or doing some singing in some songs, or just getting the opportunity.
Yeah, we'll mix it up.
Yeah, we're gonna mix it up. It's hard for a band to have the lead singer always be the drummer, I'd have to think.
I don't know how hard it is, but depending on what you mean by hard, not hard to practice, not hard to play live, but is it maybe hard to be superstars?
Yeah.
Because you don't have a front man, you don't have that show man in front, you know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody loves a singer, and I don't know if you watched the Steel Panther interview that we did
on
South Detroit Soundhouse. Well, these guys are comical, man. And anyway, we interviewed the singer and the drummer, and they talk about how important the singer and the drummer are in the band. Over everybody else. And then the drummer goes on to say, you know, you look down the center of the stage and who do you see? You see the singer and the drummer. They're the main guys of the band. And the singer's like, yeah. And the guitar player's like, dinky, dinky, dinky. And the bass player, but we're like, yeah. And he's screaming. And the drummer's like, like all this cool stuff like they're doing and everything. And it was hilarious. And then they went on to tell us that, oh, yeah, we were at Buffalo Wild Wings in the afternoon. And somebody was telling us all about your show and everything. And then we're like, what? And then he says to Randy, oh, and by the way, he said the guy said he owe him $20. And so we just thought he was joking and everything. But then come to find out that a friend of mine over there says that, and he posts it on when I had something posted on Facebook, and he comments and says, yeah, it was at Buffalo Wild Wings and saw one of those guys and we were talking about your show and everything. And he hadn't even seen the interview yet. And I'm like, oh, wow, man, it was all true.
Yeah, very funny. You would think that they were pulling your legs.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought that. To say that you're at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It is very funny. World gets smaller and smaller all the time.
Yes, it does.
Walls are closing in.
That's what technology does for you. And it's interesting what that does for a lot of things.
There's a show. It's a Small World,
after all. Sure.
Yeah. On how small the world has gotten. Because of technology.
And what it means to the two of the big things, religion and...
How does that all fit in?
Politics.
Anyway? Made the world smaller?
No, the fact that the world is smaller.
Well, actually, yeah. The fact that the world is smaller, those things start hitting closer to home, some things. Like world religions and well, due to many things, actually, because of the fact that there's more and more people from all over the world in our countries, right? North America. So that changes things, and that brings the world closer to us as well, right?
So, right, and how
it's not only technology,
but yeah, how you perceive other cultures and other religions, and
yeah.
What you think of your own religion, because there's a people that who's
opinion. We have religions.
Rock and roll. I got a religion of my own.
Okay,
yeah, that's a Mr. Chill tune.
And do you not invite anybody in, or have anybody join your religious cult?
Oh yeah, anybody can join. But yeah. It's my own.
Free Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Me and Jim Jones got the recipe for some nice Kool-Aid. But anyway, back to drummers fronting bands.
Singer drummers. Drummer singers.
I was just watching an episode of what's the pig whistle test thing?
Oh, yeah. The old gray whistle test.
The gray whistle thing.
Very cool.
And in the one I was watching was Wishbone Ash. Okay. Remember them?
Yeah.
The drummer was out front, but he didn't sing. Mm-hmm. So it was the bass player in the back and... Two guitar players in each
other. Yeah, those are odd things. That's like old Black Sabbath videos. You see Tony Iommi was in the middle and Ozzy was on the side. If you watch old Black Sabbath videos, because Iommi was the shite.
Really?
Yeah. And as Ozzy on the side, all up as far as Never Say Die videos.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing some concerts. Really old, that Live Paris one. Do you remember?
Yeah. And where was he then?
He was in the middle.
I think.
Yeah. Iommi was on the drummer's left. Bill's left.
Well, I wonder when that was, though. Live in Paris. That might have been at Never Say Die time. Oh, that was 1969 or something. That was really old.
Yeah,
I think really at some point they switched and they brought Iommi in the middle because he was the big thing.
What do you mean he was the shit? I don't know what you mean.
The shite.
Well, what's the diff?
The diff is that I beep those out.
Oh, I see. No, we're clean. We can say shit on the show.
No, he was like the star of the band. Well, apparently you have twice now, so yeah.
And the three times.
Okay. Three times.
The lady.
Just don't take one on the show. We'll be all set.
Actually, I do feel some pressure.
Okay, well. Turn the fan on.
But Bill Ward never sang in Black
Sabbath. He did. Of course he did.
And neither did Tony Iommi.
Tony Iommi didn't sing, but Bill Ward sang.
Say what?
Yeah.
What was he singing?
He sang a couple of tunes.
Come on.
Yeah. There's this hidden song kind of on one album. Yeah, and then Swingin' the Chain.
Swingin' the Chain is a Bill Ward singing song, yeah.
Yeah. This is Exciter. First song of today's show, which features Drummers. Dan Beal, who is the singer-drummer.
Of?
Lead singer. Exciter. Of. Canadian band.
Okay.
I know the bass player actually lives, he was in Windsor for a while. He's in Leamington now, but here we go. Scream Bloody Murder.
Scream Bloody Murder. Very cool. That's
exciter. Cool Canadian band, man.
And they're out of Windsor?
No.
Oh, but you just...
I want to say maybe Ottawa, something like that.
All right.
But one of their bass players actually, more a guy that tried out and played with them for a little bit. I'm not sure if he actually did shows with them. And then he, I want to say, was it before or after that? He actually played with Annihilator, Jeff Waters, with another Canadian metal band. Big, pretty big band back in, you know, 80s.
Right.
When things were fruitful for metal bands.
That's right. And we can always count on Big JD to... play some metal on the Big JD and Lipo on the Morning Show.
You can always
show.
Count on that, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
For the most part.
Pull stuff out of his butt.
Whoa.
Where the shite comes out.
So you've cleaned up your act.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you noticed.
So what about Dave Grohl?
Dave Grohl never sang
As a drummer?
No.
I think has, though, here and there.
He never sang lead stuff.
No?
Never sang a lead.
Always only on guitar?
In the Foo Fighters.
He's a singer, drummer. I think he's drummed and sang on some things.
Not in Nirvana, is what I'm saying.
No, not in Nirvana, no. But in the Dave Grohl band.
Foo Fighters, yes. Well,
But he primarily plays guitar, right?
Primarily, but the Foo Fighters, the first album that made him, he recorded everything himself. He just locked himself in a basement and recorded that first
album. He's good at everything, man. He's great.
I think he's great. A lot of people put a lot of hate on Dave Grohl for whatever reason. That happens when you're a little over the top, I guess.
He had to continue doing his thing.
Right. He is the personification of rock and roll, but he is a drummer and he does sing. He does everything. So, but in a band setting, I know he has sang on Nirvana recordings. If you watched any one of those shows where they show you how stuff was recorded, specific albums, classic albums, I think it was. Mm-hmm. VH1 those out. Yeah.
Sure. Getting into some of the heavier stuff, Karen Carpenter. Karen Carpenter was a singer, drummer, did she sing and drum at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that in the studio.
Yeah, okay. I've seen her drum. She's amazing. She's a great drummer. Amazing drummer. I've seen solos.
Yeah, I don't think I saw solos.
Oh, yeah. She's done some cool stuff, man, for sure. But I never saw her sing and play drums. Levon Helm.
One of the masters. I mean, he was the front guy. For
the band,
which is, of course, is a Canadian band, and they were the band for Bob Dylan for many years. And so when it came time for them to form their own band and go out on their own, of course, Robbie Robertson did a fair amount of singing as well. And so did Rick Danko.
Robbie Robertson was in Motorhead for a while.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing. That was after the band?
Am I thinking of Robbie Robertson or Brian Robertson?
It must be Brian.
Who was in Thin Lizzy? Brian Robertson.
Robin Robinson.
Then this was Robbie Robertson. Yeah.
Okay.
He was kind of fruity.
Yeah, he is kind of fruity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had tights on and a funny headband. Anyway, yeah, the band.
This is the night they drove Old Dixie down with Levon Helm on the lead vocals.
Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train. Till Stormont's cavalry came and pulled up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove Old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove Old Dixie down.
Thank you.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And we're back. Hey, did you get a chance to see the Levon Helm movie? I'm Not In It For My Health is the name of it.
Are you just asking me now because you know I never see these movies?
Do you ever get to
Ginger
watch
Ginger Baker movie, that movie, the Cooper movie? Nothing. Right. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you watch any movies?
Not really, no.
I mean, I don't watch hardly any movies either.
No.
I'm just kind of right now.
I see, you know what?
Tell me what.
I can't say I don't watch movies or some TV shows here and there, but it's when I'm eating. So if I have breakfast for 15 minutes, yeah. That's when I watch something. If it's a movie, I get 15 minutes. It takes me a week or some more to watch a movie.
So when you retire, that's when you're going to watch some full length movies. Oh, yeah. Movies.
Good luck retiring. I've got more work than past retirement, so.
I'm going to die when I'm 70, and I got work till I'm 75. Oh,
I'll die a lot earlier than that, believe me.
Right now, speaking of movies.
But it's not in my schedule right now, so.
You said you were never really a big Star Wars fan.
I just went and saw the Star Wars film in 3D at IMAX.
Well, so you just went and saw a movie.
Okay, yeah, I did. See how I can't even remember.
I have to jog his memory.
Well, so it was Lana's birthday, January 2nd, so I took her to see. And it was her first 3D movie, and it was pretty amazing.
You liked it? Yeah. Did you go see the IMAX or just the
3D? IMAX.
IMAX 3D.
Yeah. Did you see that?
No, here's what I was getting to is I'm dying to see it. Man. But what I did, since I knew I wasn't going to be able to see it immediately, just because when it came out, when I was working and all that stuff, I decided I'm going to go back and watch all the episodes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a good idea because I had no idea what was going on. But
so I still have to see Return of the Jedi, and I plan on going to see it on Thursday.
So you're going to watch Return of the Jedi, and then you're going to go see this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many was there? Eight?
Seven? Well, there's six. And then Force Awakens is the seventh one, of course.
Okay, yeah.
So I've been watching more movies in the last couple of weeks than I have probably all year.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
And I can't get him over to do the show. What about episode 8? Wasn't that already done? Lana said there's an episode 8 coming out. I thought there was an episode 8 already.
Nope. Okay. No. 6 is Return of the Jedi, which
but there wasn't one called episode 8 for some reason or something? Or
no.
That's what's next though, right?
Yeah,
coming out this year?
Yeah.
Well, this one just came out this year.
Is it coming out? Later this year, I want to say, yeah.
This one that I saw must have been done like in the last couple of years or something by the time they get it out.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr.
Yeah, are we going to hear Ringo Starr song?
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're going to hear Queen, actually, right? So
it's Roger.
Let's talk about Ringo later.
Yeah, Roger Taylor singing, is this I'm in Love with My Car?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm in Love with My Car, Roger Taylor, with Queen.
The machine of a dream.
All right, we're back, and we're talking about singer-drummers on the show, or drummer-singers on the show. And here's a great one, and we don't have a song lined up by this guy or this band. And this is like one of the best things. This is one of the best. The Monkees.
It is one
Mickey
of the
Dolenz,
best.
The drummer. It's great.
Did he actually play drums?
Stepping Stone. What?
Did he actually play drums? I know a lot of
those. Yeah, he did. I mean, the Monkees went out and played and everything. I think they were put together. I think he was the only one that was it him or was it Davy Jones that was actually a musician before? It might have been Peter Tork. I've gone through them all. Oh, maybe it was Mike Nesmith. But one of them was like a musician before. But they were put together as just actors, I think.
Yep.
In the beginning, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what that was all about.
But yeah, they went on and played and stuff like that after, and I don't know. But
yeah, Mickey Dolenz. He was the drummer of the Monkees.
Drummer and like a lead singer.
Yeah, for sure. He had
one of them.
Did he do Stepping Stone?
He sang a lot of songs.
Did he do Stepping Stone?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he was the Stepping Stone.
Not your Stepping Stone.
It's funny you mentioned Peter Tork. I didn't realize this, but after reading, I forget which biography I just read, but Peter Tork was always Graham Nash. He was like one of the dudes everybody hung out with, like in the late 60s.
Yeah, we've talked about that, I think, before. And that's, yeah, that
totally
was
blew my mind.
News to me, too. Yeah, yeah, because like, he seemed like the least one you would least hang out with.
Yeah, but he was like Hendrix and Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Neil Young and Janis Joplin.
Hung out with them?
Yeah. He was wow. Like, he was like a Lemmy back in the 60s, just like a fixture in LA.
Yeah, so was he a musician then, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Or he was just someone that everybody
have
like
to read the Peter Tork book.
I don't know that there is such a thing, but it's interesting to to try to figure out what was how big the Monkees really were back in the day.
Ginger Baker is in this list on Ranker.com as a drummer singer. So I think on some of his solo stuff he may have sang.
Sure.
And I'm not that familiar. Well, Carmen Appice is on here too, but I don't know that Carmen has ever sang anything. All right. Chris Cornell is in this list as well. He doesn't play drums, does he? Okay. I'm going to switch lists now. It's time to switch lists.
New list.
New list coming right up. 9 bands whose drummers sing lead. Okay, the band, the Eagles, and more. And, well, that's sing lead. That's not actually meaning that they're the lead singer. And this is musictimes.com.
And this is the Romantics doing Talking in Your Sleep. And the drummer's name is Jimmy Marinos.
Have I ever talked in my sleep?
When you close your eyes.
Marino?
Marinos.
Marinos. Did you ever talk to Marinos?
It's an Italian name, but as soon as you put an S on the end, it sounds Greek.
Marinos sounds Spanish to me. It all sounds Spanish. Everything's Spanish.
Well, it's all, what do they call that?
Your name is Mike.
Michel. Michel.
I'm a JD.
How you doing,
JD? Oh, that's French.
JD.
So let's see. MusicTimes.com, and let's see. We got the band. We have a megatude of pop-ups. The Eagles, Don Henley. Genesis.
Phil Collins.
Which is the beginning of the word. Oh, yeah. Phil Collins. What's this? Lightning Bolt?
What are you saying? You see a lightning bolt? Or
Death from Above, 79?
What the heck are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know who those are. Huge Pupils? You know these bands? No Age?
No.
Okay, well, this is a bad list, too. Yeah, the Lucksmiths? Jellyfish.
Okay.
So that's a really good band, Jellyfish. No, they are. They're awesome. I love Jellyfish.
Do you like eating them? Or?
Not just for dinner. Who else you got?
Oh, as far as drummers being...
Yeah, that would be... ideal.
Did you mention Ringo?
Oh, Ringo. I'm not sure if we mentioned Ringo. He was in my list somewhere. I probably skipped over him.
And do we have a Beatles tune by him?
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, he like George, had a song on every album.
I think he was on everything, yeah.
And George usually got maybe even two on some, now that I think about it. But, yeah, there's...
Ringo did a lot of songs, though.
Yeah, at least one per album. And it was always kind of like a...
I'd like to be...
Yeah, like they were novelty songs, pretty much.
Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
It's amazing that he sang lead vocals on a song that became a movie.
Yeah.
So, he's... And then right now, he's still touring. Tours every summer. Does the...
All-Star thing.
Festival thing, the Ringo Starr All-Star thing, which really is a great thing, because he usually takes... I wouldn't say washed up, but guys who are semi-retired, and not that they need the work, but, you know, there's a lot of guys who he takes on the road who haven't necessarily been on the road, or there was...
Why doesn't he take us on the road with him?
Well, we never got really big. They were usually guys who had a pretty illustrious career in the past, but they...
Well, what would we have?
I know, like, Joe careers. Walsh and Peter Frampton, and who's the Dreamweaver guy? Gary...
Dreamweaver?
Dreamweaver.
Dream Theater?
No, Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver. Yeah.
Gary something.
Through the night.
Yeah.
Ooh. Dreamweaver. Yeah, Gary. Geez, what's his name?
I don't know.
Gary. Anyway, how about some Triumph? Canadian hard rock power trio.
Drummer's name?
That was popular in the 70s. And the drummer's name is Gilmore.
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 There was...
Gee? No, that's G-U-Y. Yeah. This is G-I-L. Yeah. Gilmore. Mike Levine and Rick Emmett.
Yeah.
And this song that we're playing is I Live for the Weekend, and this is Gilmore singing Triumph.
To the top.
have some triumph on the Singer Drummers Drummers Singers show. Is it Drummers Singers or Drummer Singers or Drummers Singer?
Singer Drummers.
Singer Drummers. Singer Drummer. Singers Drummers.
He's got every combination and permutation.
There's a lot of combinations.
Do you live for the weekend, JD? Or does
the weekend?
I was going to say, do you even know what a weekend is?
They sound cool in theory.
Take some time off.
Haven't really had one for a while.
Once every 7 days.
I should. Can't.
So you're probably not going to go snowmobiling this winter then, because you have no time.
Well, snowmobiling I might do. It's always time for snowmobiling.
Did Harley Davidson ever make a snowmobile?
I don't know if they've made a snowmobile. Probably.
They should.
Or at least made snowmobiles for the purpose of like racing or something.
Right.
I'm sure they've done something.
Right. I'm sure I'm guessing someone did that, took a Harley motor and threw it on a...
Certainly could be.
Yeah.
All it takes is a few clicks of their mouse and you could find out, actually. So, Singer Drummers... Who else?
Did you mention... what was I just thinking of? Dang.
It came and went?
Yeah,
it came just like that?
Just went, just like that.
Peter Criss?
That's what I was thinking
Kiss.
Of. Yeah.
He sang a number of songs, at least a song on every album, couple usually.
Yep.
Beth.
And he had his own album.
Baby Driver.
When everybody had their own album. When they did their own solo thing.
Right.
With the makeup on.
And then he had solo albums as well. Like, aside from Kiss totally. He put out like at least two, maybe three.
Really?
Two in an EP, three albums, something like that. Yeah. Buddy Miles? Did Buddy Miles actually sing?
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Buddy Is Miles.
It just, huh? What?
Buddy Miles?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I thought he played bass with Hendrix.
Buddy Miles?
Yeah. That's at least that's the guy I'm thinking of.
Buddy Miles was the drummer, wasn't he? Who was playing bass at the time?
I don't know.
Look him up. Meg White? But she didn't sing. Did she?
Really? Yes.
Backup? Or did she actually sing some lead, too?
Well, there was a couple tunes where they actually sang back and forth. Like, you know what I mean? He sang a line, she sang a line.
Did you find Buddy Miles?
I did. He's under your chair? No. Yes, he's right here. No, he's not. There he is.
Kanye West? What?
Kanye West was a drummer.
People must. Yeah, is he? Okay.
Okay, Buddy Miles was the drummer. How come I thought he was a bass player?
No, you're thinking of somebody else, but yeah,
I don't know.
Remember who was playing with when he was playing with Buddy Miles now.
But yeah.
Dave Clark.
Dave
Clark? Did he sing, though?
No, I don't think Dave Clark sang.
Jen Ledger.
No, I don't know Jen Ledger. John Legend.
Yeah, but he's not a drummer. Not a drummer at all.
Keith Ledger.
Eric Carr as well. Played drums for Kiss and obviously sang some of the songs that Peter Criss did, I guess. And
I would
imagine. Copeland.
Stuart Copeland sang.
Taylor Hawkins. Sheila E.
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel played drums? Wow.
They're in my list. And ranker here. This is that bad list again, so who knows?
Oh, you got a bad list.
Lemmy played drums, obviously.
What do you mean, obviously?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Lemmy was in Space Ritual and all that stuff. Hawkwind before.
Oh, right. Yes, he was in Hawkwind, but he was not the drummer of Hawkwind.
No. But he did sing a couple tunes.
And his voice was amazing.
Motorhead songs, actually. They were later, too. His what?
His voice is amazing.
It's unique.
Very unique. All right, we're getting close to the end of the show. I think we got, another tune left?
Yeah, I think just one more song. One more song left.
I was just wondering what we're going to talk about.
We didn't mention.
What?
who we have coming up actually as one of the singer drummers, and that's Grand Funk.
We haven't mentioned them yet because
we didn't talk about Grand Funk,
right?
But we do have a song coming up, so we could talk about it now.
Well, I was just gonna maybe discuss with you what you're thinking of maybe doing for
next week.
Next show. Let's call it next show.
Yeah, okay.
Because our schedule is somewhat
so many movies, so little time.
Exactly. Yeah. So many shows to record, so little time.
So yeah, what are we gonna do next week?
Have we done a metal show?
Guitar. Instead of doing drummer singers, let's do singer drummers next week.
Or bass player singers.
Yeah. Well, that'd be cool. That's a good theme. We should have actually did everybody, like singer, drum, you know, bass player, singers, guitar player, singers, drummer, singers.
Like for another show, you mean?
No, we could have done all that in one show, probably.
Well, that would be like 15 songs you'd have to play.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There's Slayer.
What about Slayer?
Bass player, singer. Comes to mind.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
So, yeah, what are we doing next week?
Have we done a metal show?
I want to say we have.
Okay. Is there some other genre
that we might not have done? Latino?
Latin music.
Percussive? The percussive show? Worldly instruments? I think we did an a cappella show at some point.
Yes, we did. We did a cappella. That was cool. I liked it. What was your favorite show so far that you can remember? One that boils to the top. The cream rose to the top.
There were so many, I can't remember.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't remember one show we did, honestly. I have no idea what's been going on for the last 10 years. We started all this in 2006.
Started a what?
I think we just had, at some point, we had an anniversary.
Like
a 10-year anniversary of podcasting. We should have had a big party somewhere and like hired King Friday or something.
October of 2005 is when we started.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even longer than I thought.
I wish.
Last 2015 was.
Yeah.
October.
Yeah. We missed the 10th anniversary.
We could still have an anniversary party.
Sure. Yeah. There's a lot of actually 10th anniversary podcasts coming up.
Who cares about them?
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, I'm just kidding. No, that's really cool. Yeah. Well, that's the time everything started, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Is anything going on? Are there any parties to go to?
Not that I know of. I tweeted yesterday because Mac OS Ken is going to be 10 on January 26th.
Oh, wow. So you're going to do an anniversary show of some kind? Or what's you got something planned? Or what are you doing?
That's what I said. I said you should have a party. And in that episode, someone used the expression Bozo Explosion. And he goes, that's so totally going to be the name of my band. So I tweeted yesterday. I goes, yeah, it's all official. Ken Ray is going to have a 10th anniversary party in Buffalo, New York. And this band called Bozo Explosion is going to be.
You tweeted that?
Yes. I think he got a kick out of that. But anyway, what are we going to talk about next show? I'm just thinking, should we? I don't know that we've done.
Where are they now?
You want to do with Where Are They Now?
That'd be kind of cool.
Okay.
Because some artists, I'm sure, are not even
alive
in music now. Or not alive. Well, yeah, not alive. But it's not like actors, though. Like, where are they now? Like child actor and that aren't doing anything now, or
no.
You know, I'm thinking of like the musician that's running a gas station now or something, but how are we going to dig all that up?
We'd have to do a lot of digging.
We got
to
do show prep.
Yeah, there'd be show prep for that, I think.
No, I don't know. Is that the thing to do, or is there something else? You got anything in mind?
As far as
a show.
Well, yeah. I was thinking a genre, just because we haven't done one in a little while, or a city.
We've done blues, I'm sure.
Yep.
Or city. SoCal.
SoCal music, Beach Boys, and was there a metal scene out of
LA? What about, what do you call that, beach type music?
Surfer music?
Yeah, surfer music, maybe.
You want to do some surfer music, some Ventures, and some Dick Dale, and some Beach Boys, and stuff like that?
That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, next week we go surfing.
Surfing USA. Anyway, this is, who is this dude?
Grand Funk.
Don Brewer.
Barner Brewer.
Brewer, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. And we're Brewer. An American band. So thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
She had the whole show.
to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.